家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
学英语啊，坚持非常的重要，对不对？
Yes, it is super important. It's not something you can just learn in one day.
好，那我们今天要说的这个话题呢，就是你要怎么坚持啊。And more specifically, 更具体来讲，坚持在英语里有一对我觉得是很相似的词。那这对很相似的词是
insist and persist.
And we actually get asked a lot. 就是我们好多的听众和用户都会问我们 Adam, 坚持到底是 insist 还是 persist 呢？我学英语 ,do I need to insist or do I need to persist?
Right, and that's what we are going to talk about today, the difference between persist and insist.
Insist. 而且还会教大家一些更加口语的说法啊，更加简单的一些词，对吗？
Wow, this show has something for everyone.
Everyone, exactly. 那我们还是先从这两个词看起啊，就是 insist 和 persist. 其实他们都有坚持的意思，但是呢，坚持什么东西不太一样。
Right, so when we use persist, we are talking about an action.
就是 persist 呢，更多是指你要坚持做一件什么事情。那比如学英语 that's an activity you do, right? That's something you do. 所以坚持学英语是用 I persist in learning English every day.
Right, so usually when we use this word persist, we say I persist in doing something.
对，就是 persist, 你后面要接动词的话要放 in 这个介词。所以我们不能说 I persist learn English every day, 对吧?
Right, or I persist to learn.
Can you say that? I persist
no,
to learn?
No, I persist in learning.
So, for example, I persist in singing every day. 像 Adam 每天坚持唱歌，对不对?
Oh, I thought you meant you, Jenny, and I was going to say, when, show me.
Not yet. 好，总之 persist 大家记住它的这个用法啊 persist in doing something. 但是我必须说这个不是一个特别口语的说法是吧一个 native speaker, 如果他要表达他每天坚持干一件什么事 you probably wouldn't hear the word persist or persist in. You will hear some more very 口语的小短语 which we will talk about in a bit.
Right, it's funny because this phenomenon, it's really a two-parter for me. So the first part is we need to talk about persist, the other word we'll talk about now, insist. And then the other part is actually native speakers wouldn't really use either word because they're both kind of formal.
好吧，那我们现在就来看看 insist. 刚刚 Adam, 你说 persist 是 we continue in the course of action. And very often, despite difficulty,就是尽管有挑战有些挫折但是我们还是 continue with this action 我们还是把这件事情坚持做下去那来对比一下 insist
insist is more about demanding something
诶 demand 不是一种要求吗
it is something that you want no 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 I want this no 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 I want this I insist
okay 所以Insist 呢也是坚持但是更多的是坚持一种观点啊立场啊或者我执意要这样做对不对一定要这样
The best example I could possibly give is when you are paying the bill. There might be two people fighting. No, it's on me. No. I insist I'll get the bill.
就强买单不行一定要我付一定我来付。我上个礼拜跟我一个朋友出去喝茶我们两个女生看起来很温柔然后买单的时候就在那里抢但还好是一个中国人开的店所以那个老板就很熟悉 The boss even said to us He's like 哎呦咱们中国人就是这样我们都很大方 I insist I need to pay 所以 insist Because you know you're demanding something forcefully And very often you're not accepting refusal是吧你不能 accept no 所以你就是坚持的更多的是 your opinion or your way of doing something
right exactly so this is where the confusion comes from I think you are actually persisting in not accepting refusal
有点绕口 但我觉得给大家一个 tip, 一个窍门啊，就是 persist 更多是那些 actual action、
mm-hmm.
or activity, 比如学英语啦、健身啦，你要坚持。但是 insist 更多，我觉得就想那个 Adam 买单的例子就很好。我来买单，这是我的立场。I insist, right?
Right.
好，那么 insist 呢，其实它也是有一些 pattern 的啊，比如说 insist that, 我们句子里面经常说Someone insisted that 怎么怎么样，对吗？
Right, so after the that is probably going to be another full sentence. So for example, I remember before I had a girlfriend that insisted I shave my beard, my beautiful beard.
你女朋友坚持让你剃胡子是吧？刮胡子。
Yes, and she also insisted that I get a job.
然后坚持让你找个工作，不能天天在家游手好闲打游戏。OK, 所以 insist that 后面就是跟一个从句、啊、就像 Adam 说的是一个 full sentence。比如我老公他很喜欢户外运动啊这些。So, my husband this summer insisted that we go camping. 他就很坚持说我们要去什么扎一个帐篷在外面露营。然后 I insisted that we stay in our home.
Yeah, geez, there's a lot of insisting going on at that home.
因为我从来没有去那种 you know, camping 野营过，然后夏天这里又有山火，又有什么熊出没。It did not sound very safe to me.
It doesn't sound very Jenny to me.
So I insisted that we sleep on our bed. 不是睡在一个帐篷里啊。那 Adam 前面讲到那个 persist 后面是跟 in 嘛，对吧？比如 I persist in learning English every day， 然后 insist 我们刚刚举了一个，就是你后面要跟从句 insist that， 但是 insist 呢，我们后面也可以加一个介词 insist on。
Right, so I can say I insist on something. So Jenny insisted on a bed. Or we could also say I insist on doing something. I insisted on sleeping on a bed.
或者比如我的小孩 My kids, they insisted on playing outside. Rain or shine. 就不管是天很热还是下雨他们都喜欢在外面玩 So you can say my kids insisted on doing something, 对吧
Right, right. Now, when I was a kid, actually, who am I kidding? I still do this. I can be very insistent. I can like the things that I like. So I often insist on something for dinner. So like, I insisted on Thai food.
就是你一定要吃一个东西。因为有的时候人就是会有这种 craving 啊。就是我今天比如特别想吃火锅或者你刚举的例子泰国菜。So you can say, I insist on Thai food.
Right, well, if I'm with somebody who wants to eat something else. So remember, it's my opinion fighting against their opinion.
Okay, so I think we've learned enough about persist and insist, 然后他们的区别以及怎么使用啊。I know a lot of you guys like our show, 因为大家可以学到非常实用地道的口语。那我们现在就来教大家一些坚持更加口语的说法，好不好？
Okay, so one of the first things that comes to mind for me is the word keep. Now, the problem is keep here is going to have a lot of different prepositions, and we use all of them.
Okay, 诶其实之前 Adam 不是就说一个 native speaker, 如果他要说他每天坚持做一件什么事, they're probably not going to use persist. They will probably say something like,I keep doing something every day, or I keep on, or I keep at doing something every day, right?
Yeah, the prepositions are really annoying. Most important thing here is keep doing something. So I keep studying every day, I keep working every day. But yes, we native speakers love to add other words there, like keep on studying, keep on doing something.
但这里很重要的就是后面跟的动词都是动词进行时，因为你在坚持做这些事情 ，not stopping, right? So we want the ing.
Right, right. We don't want to say I keep to do, I keep to study.
Right. 比如坚持学英语，你刚刚说的是什么 ？I keep studying every day, right? I keep studying English every day.
Right, or keep on, or even keep at studying.
Yeah, 我觉得 keep at 是挺好的，因为 keep at doing something。 好像这个 at 介词就把这件事情 it's kind of locking it in, 就更有那种是吧 you're not giving up, right? Keep it up.
You're keeping it up, yes, absolutely.
所以 keep it up, I feel like this one is also used as an encouragement, 就是一个人说哦我每天坚持学英语 and then we'll say keep it up, or, keep up your good work.
Right, right. So Jenny is a very kind boss, and she always tells us that. Hey, great job, guys. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
So keep it up. Keep up the good work 就是保持住啊，保持住你这个 good effort.
Right, exactly. But of course, keep is not the only verb that we use to express this idea of persist.
那坚持还有什么口语的说法呢？
We also like to use stick.
Oh, stick. 就像什么 sticker 粘纸嘛。So it's got the same connotation, right?
Yes, yes. You can't really get away from it. It's stuck to you.
很有粘性的,因为你能坚持一个东西就是你要牢牢地和它粘在一起。
Right, right. Now, just like keep, it's really important that we pay attention to the preposition here. So we usually say stick to something.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.比如说把这个东西粘上去 stick it on the wall, stick it to something.、
Mm-hmm.
你后面一定要跟一个介词哈。
Right, right. So we always say stick to something. You could say stick to doing something. That's fine, like stick to learning English. But usually we just say stick to the plan, stick to my schedule, stick to、a thing.
所以它就更有一种不仅是坚持还有一种保持。
Mm-hmm.
我觉得 stick to 也经常用在比如年初的时候每个人都会做一些新年的计划 right? You want to、start all these good habits. 然后就会听到说 it's easy to make a plan, but it's really hard to stick to it.
Absolutely.
But it's really important to, you know, see it through. Especially if you've made a plan, you made a promise, you need to see it through.
Okay, this is another good one too. So you see something through. Through for us basically means all the way, from beginning through to the end.
比如说我年初的时候下定决心要今年好好的学英语 then I need to see it through. 也可以这样用吗？
Well, I mean, it depends what your goal is here. If you have a goal with a defined limit, like, for example, you're taking a test or something, then you would be seeing it through. But if you're just studying English, if that's your goal, well, I don't think there's an end there, or at least there shouldn't be an end.
对对对，因为学海无涯嘛。所以 Adam 说 see it through, 这个 it 更加是一个 well-defined plan, 就一个比较清晰的计划。比如说我今年雅思要考到多少分 right? That's your goal, and I need to see it through.
Absolutely.
好的，我其实口语的说法里面 我还想讲一个的就是 very often native speakers also use not giving up or don't give up to express、mm-hmm. this idea that they've 坚持他可能都不会用坚持这个词 They just say, oh, like learning English isn't easy, but I won't give up. I'm not giving up. 我要坚持下去，对不对？
Right, right, right.
好，那、我们今天的节目教了大家非常多关于坚持的不同的说法。But lastly, Adam, I want to ask you, 中文里面我们常常说坚持就是胜利。英语里有什么特别对应的说法吗？ Do you guys express the same idea?
I guess you'd say, well, we say hard work pays off, so I suppose we could change hard work to persisting, or actually persist has a noun form, so I might say like persistence pays off.
Oh, I like that, 两个 P, persistence、mm-hmm. pays off, 坚持就是胜利 I approve of your translation.
Thank you, thank you.
那我们今天的节目就到这儿大家关于坚持这个词还有什么问题有什么迷惑呢都欢迎到节目的留言专区来告诉我们可以在开言英语的 APP 来收听每一集的潘奇杰尼告诉你也可以在我们的微信公众号来收听和我们互动 OK, any last words from you, Adam?
Well, I'm still hoping that I can get one of these songs out of you I might insist, Jenny
好吧，那你要教我啊，我真的是天生五音不全，英语叫什么 tone deaf 是吧？
Well, let's finish this show then, so I can start teaching you. Okay, guys, thank you so much for listening. Great job with all of the persisting, the insisting, the keeping it up. You're doing great.
Exactly. All you guys, keep up your good work, and we'll see you next time. 下次再见。
Bye for now.